This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Recently, we witnessed the birth of a new piece of political rhetoric, the birth tax. This refers to the portion of the federal deficit that befalls each newborn simply by being born an American.
The federal deficit currently stands at $7.5 trillion. That's $27,000 per person living in the U.S. Is it ethical that those who cannot give their consent, especially the as-yet-unborn Americans, should be forced to assume this burden?
So when is it ethical to demand that someone assume debt? The ideal arrangement is an explicit acceptance that happens to connect the obligation with its derived benefits.
Sometimes acceptance is implicit. When a local government issues a bond to build a school, the benefits clearly last a long time and are distributed among the taxpayers. New residents acquire the debt burden even though they didn't vote for it.
But the birth tax is something different. New residents have the advantage of new and better schools, even if they didn't explicitly accept the debt. However, a baby born today will not benefit from our nation's debt, especially if that debt is brought about by tax cuts.
The Congressional Budget Office says that recent tax cuts are the largest contributor to the growing deficit. And economic studies show that the big tax cuts of the 1980s and 90s might have helped out some individuals, but it didn't help out the community at large. People might have personally made more money, but the tax cuts didn't result in greater public resources like health care or better schools. Thus, it's unethical to force this burden upon future generations.
Share your thoughts at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org. This program is co-produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.
Music by Eric Hutchins.